Abby Jesus. Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Fancy a langy down to Panna?
No, it's great. It's great.
You're listening to Gift Wrapped.
Well, I remember death being very good.
A Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
Make me laugh.
The FAI is a monument to professionalism.
Creating the characters is that's like, you look for something, I think, that there's something in them. I mean, I remember saying something on something like going, you could see something in a weatherman that only appears for 2 minutes at night.
Yeah, that's the point. And there might be somebody who's even more famous that has a six season, eight episode TV show, and you wouldn't do them at all. You just avoid them because they don't work. They don't have
For example, there was a well-known minister in the government, yeah. Brian Hayes.
Yeah.
And I went, I remember saying one thing. So for example, Brian Hayes, I would never do him and I've never done him. Everybody started laughing. Yeah. And I went, I didn't mean to be offensive to him. It's just that there was nothing stuck out to me about him. Nothing jumped out, nothing character, nothing vocal. He's just kind of, and credit to him, it's probably a quality that it's good for him. Yeah. Vanilla.
Yeah.
Too vanilla to do.
But you would have thought the same about Enda Kenny. Was vanilla, but you made something out of him because you found it, because you needed to find something, because he was the Taoiseach.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He did give us things as well.
He gave us a lot. Bruce Springsteen.
And the air guitar.
Yeah.
And the idea of like bringing, you know, boxing analogies into everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, what do you think of Angela Merkel being elected, you know, leader of Germany? It's like Muhammad Ali in the fourth round against Joe Fraser. Fraser was down. It was a thriller in Manila, and Ali just came boom, boom. And you said, look, I've heard of this. We met him. Remember we met him?
Yes, Enda, Castlebar, yeah.
And Castlebar. He started going on to us about, see that thing outside there? That's a World War One. And we thought, what is the guy talking about? He's a rambling. And I said, well, we'll take that and we'll use it. But
it's great.
So, and then vocally, there's stuff as well. Like,
If you take, say, another Taoiseach, Brian Cowan,
and
the whole thing about his, you weren't able to get, he has an unusual voice.
And also awfully.
A bit muttery sort of voice, yeah.
Awfully Midlands.
Yeah.
It's, Midlands can be a bit hard to do because it's neither here nor there.
But
literally.
One day, at lunchtime, you got him.
Yeah. So Midlands is hard to do.
Yeah.
Brian Cowan was the new Taoiseach. Our country was collapsing. I have to do him. people would expect Gift Grub to have a Brian Cowan. And I must say, I was having difficulty doing him. And I went to my last grasp option, which was to get a dictaphone and start practicing him. And I always know when I'm practicing somebody, I'm always losing. Because it's like, if I have to practice somebody really hard, it's beyond me in a way. So I started trying to go, and I was like, what was that all this sort of stuff? And I went, nah, that just sounds
wrong country.
For want of a better word, a bogger.
Yeah.
Or a farmer or something from Longford or something. So I went out, took a break, went out, and I got to the spa and I got a sandwich, chicken tikka sandwich. Came back, same I turned on the dictaphone. I was writing down some stuff, writing down the dictaphone, and I put it, well, obviously going forward, because he always said going forward. So I went, well, obviously going forward. Hold on, replay that. Obviously going forward.
With a mouthful of tikka.
Yeah. And I went, that's not bad. In fact, it's better than not bad because it sounds funny,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't exactly sound totally like Brian Cowan, but it definitely, if I said that was Brian Cowan, you go, that is Brian Cowan.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it sounds like Brian Cowan with his mouth impeded.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about this twittering going forward, John.
Taoiseach, it's a way for you as a leader to interface with the public, whereby you gain followers. Like, you have 2,000 followers at the moment.
But it only says 120 here.
Oh, some of what they called unfollowed you.
That's new.
Yeah. Anyway, look, show us your first tweet.
There you go.
Today we must recapitalise the banks going forward. That's a bit dry, Taoiseach.
All right.
We need something a bit more colloquial and maybe a little insight into your personal life. Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
And don't forget the humorous acronyms.
There you go.
Right. Just had chicken and stuffing sandwich from Tesco. Thinking of pumping 16 billion into AIB, LOL.
Live.
So Spar were inundated with orders for chicken tikka sandwiches for a while. Yeah, you had to do it for a while like that, didn't you?
Of course. Yeah. I was doing live with you and I brought in a sandwich every time.
Yeah.
And just before you'd go 10 seconds and I'd go, And we're joined now by Brian Cowan. You just hear a... Now before I speak, you just hear a...
I'm Mairead Ronan, former Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer. The thing about Mario and Ian, you know, this is going to sound awful, but I mean it in a really good way. I mean it as a compliment. They'll use you for a voice. They'll go, you can do that. Brilliant. Come on in. Do that tomorrow. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Do that. Brilliant. So everybody was involved if they wanted to be. Mario didn't have this kind of gatekeeper attitude where it was just, you know, for people who can do voices. He would allow you, try it, give it a bash, and yeah, that works. Let's do it again.
I am Shauna O'Reilly, and I am the assistant producer of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. When I started doing voices for Mario, it was even before I started on the show. He would come over and, you know, there was always a lovely giddiness when Mario would be going around the office looking for people to do voices. So he might need 10 people for a sketch about the Irish football team supporters. So he might grab, he'd be like a shepherd going around the office grabbing people in, and we'd all kind of bunch into the booth. But I always wanted to make sure I was able to provide the goods. You know, Mario has asked you to do this. He's asking you to put on this funny voice. The lines are very... You know, you're trying not to giggle when you're saying them, but it was always really important to me to do that so I could prove to him that I was, you know, good enough to ask again to be a part of it. Or then, you know, as I then became a part of the show, good enough to contribute ideas. And that happened, and I started to feel much more comfortable. And then the things, you just have a chat then, and the ideas would start to flow naturally. And, you know, that's when you feel like you're really a part of it.
If you were outside the door of my studio room, all you'd hear is a lot of noise. So you'd hear a lot of noise. It's me talking to myself. So I talk to myself. Remember, we'd always have to get a room into Today FM because I couldn't write.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to be in a room on my own. And then all you hear is noise outside the door. And I try to write dialogue and scenes. And so I write it really quickly to such an extent that if I leave the room for half an hour, I can't read my own writing. So I can't even read my own writing. I can only read it for about 5 minutes before it kind of gone in my brain. I did that with radio.
It dissolves on the page.
Radio Roy yesterday. Yeah. I had to go back to do the thing. And when I read Radio Roy the other day, I couldn't read it.
Good God.
So it took me about half an hour to go over it. It was like deciphering hieroglyphics. Mm. But anyway, and I write crooked as well. So I write sort of side up starts down and it goes up to the top. Anyway, it looks a bit strange, but anyway, it gets the job done. And typing doesn't work for me at all.
So your advice then would be to if somebody wants to write something, is to write it. It's a bit like Padraig Harrington saying, what's your best advice for an amateur?
100%
hit the ball.
And I've talked,
and basically says just write it.
But I've talked to real writers, people who write books, they all say the same thing. Do it. Actually begin. Write. And I've actually talked about the process of writing, as in, and this is more interesting than it sounds, because they go, once you start writing, a funny thing happens to your brain. We don't know what it is. Nobody really knows. I haven't seen much science or neuroscience on it. But a funny thing starts happening to your brain when you write. It starts writing. So when people are saying this character is writing itself, there's a bit of that, but actually the act of physical act of writing does something to the brain, which creates more writing. Similarly, when people are talking with each other in discussion groups, the act of vocalizing, the act of verbalizing creates more ideas to talk.
That's the most interesting thing I've ever heard you say.
No way. that's not very interesting.
It is, though.
Do you think it's interesting?
It's very interesting.
The act of writing creates more writing ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
The act of talking creates more thoughts.
Mm.
So, especially when you're talking with somebody, so that you're listening to them.
The other thing that Mario has managed to do for 25 years is really sail very close to the edge, be funny, sometimes give certain characters a kicking when they need it, but never ever being mean. And that is very, very tough to do. For so long, he has never been mean, in my opinion, in any of the sketches. And I think that's the process between himself and Ian, you know. And it's the base of their two very kind, intelligent, funny men, and they are and have been able to do that. Be funny, you know. Give someone a bit of a, like I said, a kicking when they need it, but still remain kind.
When I became party leader and Taoiseach back in June 2017, I knew that one part of leadership is knowing when the time has come to pass on the baton to somebody else and then having the courage to do it. That time is now. So I am resigning as president and leader of Fine Gael effective today, and will resign as Taoiseach as soon as my successor is able to take up that office.
I was at a movie premiere at 10:30 in the morning, sitting in a cinema practically on my own, and my phone was in my pocket, so I couldn't use that. They don't like you using them in the cinemas. But my Apple Watch just sort of alerted me to the fact that Leo Varadkar had resigned as Taoiseach of, you know, the, of the government. And then I was driving home, and then I got a phone call from Charlie Halligan, who's the producer of the show. And then we got onto a Zoom call. So I don't think that works when you're driving. So I had to pull in, and we started, we had a visual call to talk about what we were going to do. And so there was an amazing turnaround where there was a Leo Varadkar sketch on the next day, even though that was just breaking news. And that's one of the joys.
Yeah, and excitement.
Yeah, and it was very exciting. And we had a Radio Roy ready to go, but that was deferred until the next day. And,
yeah, you know, Leo resigned at 12.
Yeah.
By 12:40, we were on a Zoom call. We all had maybe a couple of little notions in the back of our head. And it's basically, we cut to the chase. What are we going to do? And in this case, Charlie had had a thing in his head about Barbie and I'm Just Ken. And changing it to I'm
Very Leo.
And I'm just changing it to I'm Just Leo. And we thought, yeah, that could work. So then I have to go off and write it, record it and all that. And then we send the recording to our brilliant sound engineer, Paul Duffy, who pours his magic on it. And he really is brilliant sound engineer. He gets, there's stuff you don't have to tell him. He knows what we want. Hey, Paul, sorry about the delay today. Leo's resignation changed everything. So we have changed the sketch from Radio Roy to a parody version of I'm Just Ken, which is I'm Just Leo. Anyway, the song needs your mix, your lovely Paul mix, but it also needs an edit in the middle. You can hear the edit. There's a big, long gap. I wasn't able to fill the whole gap and I didn't want to fill it with anything stupid. So you have two choices. Maybe you could provide two choices to me. One is that you just join the gap as best you can. And the other is that because it's like a rock opera, this song, that you do leave 5 second musical bit in the middle before it resumes. So I'd say two options are, see which one comes better to you. The song with a 5 second, use a bit of the music break in the middle of it, 5 or 6 seconds. Or the second one is just the song and knit the thing together. It's as if the lads, kind of the lads, the Pascal and them come in to join him at the song and back him up almost. But I would say two versions, one with the little 5 second musical version, because the music of Ken is so big and it's like a rock opera. And the other one is just join them together, really, just so that there's not much of a gap, that we go from one piece into another. That's it, Paul.
Because I'm just Leo, whether I'm in Castleknock or I'm in Rio. Now it's time to pass the torch to Simon Coveney or Pascal Donoghue. Yeah, I'm just Leo in a government Merc or a Renault Clio. Will there ever be another Taoiseach with his top off drinking in the park?
Hi, I'm Paul Duffy, imaging editor of Today FM and audio producer of Gift Group. That first week of me being in the production seat, I didn't understand how the production process and the recording process worked. So Mario would do 3 or 4 lines, leave gaps, and then would continue on with sort of mouth noises and it would be at that point where I'm like, oh, I stopped recording because I thought he made a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's actually very, 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 very deliberate. They are the answers and interjections and bits and noises of that secondary character or third character or fourth character. And that was a wake-up moment for me. That was a moment for me where I was like, oh, that's how it works.
Vogue Williams is a newish character, so I see Vogue Williams as one of two. me and Ian talked about, you know, Vogue and Joanne. So vocally, you kind of have two different musical sounds there. So Joanne is more like that, and she's more like gossipy and gobby, and she's really kind of, you know, get a Prosecco and girls. And Vogue is more the foil. So Joanne is like that.
And Vogue is more, you know, she's a bit more like that.
A bit more reasonable, actually,
A bit more of a foil, but she's tall and, you know, commanding. And she has a kind of a bit of a husky voice. But when you're a comedian, you want to exaggerate that.
So you make Joanne even more like that.
And you want even more like that.
That's the way I do it. You know?
Yeah.
And so I always... So it was just to identify a little bit of difference between the two.
By all accounts, they love it.
I always feel so awkward and uncomfortable in those places.
Yeah, you want to go places where you feel hot and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Vogie.
What do you think about all this new year, new you malarkey?
Look, forget new year, new you, Vogie. It's a new arse I'm looking for.
What do you mean your arse is fantastic, Joanne?
No way. 2024, I want an arse like your one's arse from Love Island. You know your one?
No, what are you talking
about? You know your one with the arse. You could have stick a cup of coffee on the side of it.
I'm Charlie Halligan, Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer and Gift Group creative team member. We meet at 9:10. Once we leave the room at 10 o'clock, Mario writes, records, sketches done by 5. But there's obviously a full day there where something could happen. One example that sticks out would be 2019. Liverpool are in the Champions League semi-final against Barcelona. We have a sketch already made to go out on the Wednesday. This was Tuesday night. Liverpool are 3-0 down. Nobody gives them a chance, let's just say. So Liverpool score 1 and then they score 2. And I think our text might have gone in just as like friends just going, Jesus, what's happening here? And then 3 and then Liverpool score 4, and there was a player who scored the last 2 goals, I think, called Divock Origi. He came off the bench and the whole place went bananas. Like, obviously Liverpool are well supported in Ireland, most supported team. Mario's a Liverpool fan. This was going to be the biggest story the next morning, bigger than what we decided on at 9:10 that morning. I think I sent a text into the group the next morning saying, should we do something on this tomorrow morning? Because everyone's going to be talking about it. We're talking 10 o'clock at night. There's ideas floating in and out as to characters, what we could do, reaction stuff. And it's probably my first time where I was like, Jesus, I'm proud of what I got over the line there. I suggested that Mario does a short version of Let It Be, which is obviously a Liverpool song, and changes to Origi. And he had Jürgen Klopp singing Origi, Origi the next morning. And I was sitting there in the corner going, God, if this is my last day in the job, it's a good one.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Origi. And in my hour of darkness, he is standing right in front of me. Yeah, he will score the winner, Origi. Origi, 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 Origi. Yeah, he will score the winner, Origi.
Sometimes I find it hard to believe that this is the person that I grew up listening to who actually now is laughing with me. And we're having an absolute hoot together. So Mario and I get on very well. And he has always encouraged the giddiness in me. And in particular, when I was younger, when I started on the show, he loved being like, go on, tell us, where were you last night? Were you out last night? Go on, are you hanging now? Are you in bits? And like, I loved that. And I'd give it to him and he'd go on. And what happened next? And there was that sense of gossipy kind of fun. And so then when we started actually socialising together and going for team lunches or going on a Christmas party or on the ski trip, I love when Mario's on form,
the place is rocking, the room is roaring laughing, there is wine flying everywhere, and it's just the most fun. So I'm really hoping that we get to do that to celebrate 25 years, because I need a night out and pop that bottle of wine.
We were doing a parody of Jaws, the movie, in which every character in GIF Grub would become one of the characters in Jaws. And it was really, I was really excited about it. Big soundscape, sea.
Was Pora Carrington?
Pora Carrington, yeah. And Paul O'Connell.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, Paul O'Connell and all those people. But I remember there's a famous scene in Jaws where Robert Shaw Quint, he's the guy who wants to, they want to hire, the village wants to hire to kill the shark. And he says, I'll kill your shark. I'll bring him, I'll give him the head, I'll give you the head, I'll give you the tail, but it'll cost you 10,000. He sounded like a kind of an Al Michael Flatley, actually. And the way he gets the attention of the people in the room was a specific sound. He scratches his nails off a blackboard.
Yeah.
And everybody turns around. And when you see it in the film Jaws, you go, oh my God, it's that sound. It's the blackboard. Oh, Jesus. You start, you know, you get all freaked out. And I went, I have to do that scene in the sketch. So there I went with my little recorder around the place, scratching my nails, scratching my nails off walls, scratching my nails off windows, scratching my nails off things. No, nothing. Couldn't get the sound. And I went, the sketch can't happen if I don't get this sound. So then you just, this is what happens. You go, okay, I'm going to go around the building. I'm going to ask somebody, do they know where I could buy a blackboard? Went down into the newsroom. They directed me to Cleary's or whatever. I got a taxi or whatever. I went to Cleary's. I got a small blackboard for 10 quid. I brought it back. I scratched my nails off the blackboard for 20 minutes. I got the absolutely perfect sound of the nails going on the blackboard. That had taken another hour and a half off my thing around just to get the blackboard. But eventually it went in. And if you listen to that sketch to this day, you'll hear that sound. And I remember that was the only, there was a blackboard for the next 3 years lying on the ground. And that's the only time
it was ever used. That was it.
Yeah.
Why don't we just be so nice to the shark that he gets unimaginably bored and doesn't eat us?
No, in fact, I want ideas, and I want them now.
Cryptosporidium!
Lost the cryptosporidium!
Get a course!
Get a
course.
Got a big fish right there.
Got up!
I'm telling you, laser guns.
Shut up, look. Your man at the blackboard.
You'll want the shark?
What?
Huh. I'll get the shark for you. But it'll cost you at the end of the day.
Now here's another funny bit. And sorry if I keep thinking these are funny bits, I hope the listeners do. But here's the funny bit. I then listen to it for the first time, and I'll usually be on a couch at home, and I listen to it, and my wife and kids have often come in while I'm listening to it and going, you know, you're laughing at your own stuff. And I take my phones off. And I go, what do you mean I'm laughing at my own stuff? And he went, you're roaring laughing at this thing. And I went, listen, if I'm not laughing at it, how the hell is anybody else expected to laugh at it? So I have no apologies about that. I then, I'm listening to it as if I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. I kind of, Paul did it.
Yeah.
And I'm going, is this funny? That's all. And if I'm laughing at it, it's good enough for me.
Gift wrapped.
Well, obviously, as I said before, like
a Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
My God, hectares in such genre. Brilliant.
It was just stupid, like, you know.